Losing your job after years of dedicated service is traumatic. Make sure that you receive the proper notice and financial compensation.
People who come into your office will routinely burst into tears after being let go from a job that they've had for a number of years that they feel as committed to sometimes as they feel to their own family. And then when that gets taken away, inevitably there's a sense of loss. And as their counsel and giving them advice, you have to be compassionate. And it's not hard to feel their pain.
If you've been let go, contact employment lawyer Craig Lewis at employmentlawyermississauga.com.
Have a listen to the Blind Boys of Alabama.
People get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just
get on board.
All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just
thank the Lord.
People, get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the door.
Well, as a tribute to the Blind Boys of Alabama and the passing of their founding member Clarence Fountain this week, we're going to play some of their music throughout the entire show. And in a few minutes, we're going to speak with their current member, Ricky McKinney. Ricky's been on our show numerous times. Good guy. He's such a fun guy to chat with. He's so chill. And he's their drummer. I don't know how blind guys play the drums. I really don't. But have a listen to a snippet of our interview with Mr. Clarence Fountain when I interviewed him back in 2007. Have a listen.
Jay Leno and Late Night with David Letterman. And today, Mr. Clarence Fountain pays tribute to the Godfather of Soul. Please welcome to the show, Clarence Fountain.
Good to be here.
How are things down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Yeah, good weather down here.
Good weather?
Yeah, about 60 degrees.
Oh, nice. I hear that's still some of the best food in the world is down in your neck of the woods. You got crawfish and shrimp and crabs.
Yep, I got it.
Beautiful. I understand you just did Jay Leno recently. How did that go?
You know, I've been home for the last couple of months. I maybe went on the dialysis machine, and the group is doing, you know, they're going on just the same. And it was nice. I got a tape of him when he was on the Jay Leno show, and they sound pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I'm sorry that your health isn't doing that well these days.
Yeah.
I guess that also meant you missed the Walt Disney Hall performance because you were undergoing dialysis treatment for the diabetes?
Yes. I'm good.
Good. How's Jimmy Carter doing?
He's doing pretty good. You know, he's a nice guy, and he's strong, and he got his mother is 101 or 2 or 3, something like this, so he got longevity on his side.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. 102, 103. And Ricky's still drumming for you?
Yeah, he's still there.
Good. Ricky and I have had a couple of great conversations and certainly have appreciated his talents. Now, what's the name of the new fella you got? The big fella, Billy Bowers.
Yeah, that's him. And he's a good singer. And
where did you find him?
I've been knowing him. We all went to school together down in Alabama. And he just was a guy that we need to pick up on and show him what we wanted him to do, and he did, and everything is going good.
Well, look, obviously, a sad time for you a couple of years ago, a year and a half, I guess. One of the founding members of the Blind Boys of Alabama, Mr. George Scott, died in his sleep, I think it was around March 2005, at his home in Durham, North Carolina.
You're right. And that's why we got to be careful, because you never know when your number going to come up on the board. So just leave like the Lord wants you, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's right. He was, yeah. How old was he, 75?
Yeah, 76, I think.
76.
Yeah.
Mr. Fountain, is it true that you spoke with George the night before he died?
Yes, I did. He said no, he was feeling good, and everything was fine, but you just don't know. You know, he had a bypass about 15 years prior to that, and it's time, you know. When it's your time, you can change it, but you can't.
That's right. Well, the Lord always knows when it's time to go.
Oh, yes, he does.
Do you miss his funny stories? I hear he was a good storyteller. He was a funny fellow. He'd always talk about the stories of the past.
He did. He was, always kept you laughing, kept things going on, and we never sad, and there was nothing like that. We just kept things going, and that's what everybody has to do. You have to be careful because you don't know, never know when's your time.
That's right.
Just be ready, that's all.
Mr. Fountain, the last time I spoke with you was right around the time we'd lost Ray Charles.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I understand that you met him in Jacksonville, Florida back in the day. Is that right?
Right.
What recollections do you have of Ray Charles? Do you remember?
He was a nice guy. You know, blind people, you have to be careful. And they're easy to get offended. So you don't go in there unless you know them real good and get to talking.
Well, hold on, but you don't strike me as that. I mean, you said blind people can easily get offended, so you don't go in there and just kind of say hello to them or nothing, but you're one of the friendliest characters I've ever met.
Yeah, but you see, some people, Ray wasn't really that friendly towards people. He wanted to be, one day he was all right, next day he was at that thing on the show, you know.
So he was a bit moody.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I didn't really talk to him too much.
No. Well, fair enough. Fair enough. And, of course, one of the reasons we're talking with you today, Mr. Fountain, is because another sad time has come our way. We've lost Mr. James Brown, and I just had Mr. Brown on our show recently and had a lovely conversation with him about his spiritual life. And during that interview, he said he just absolutely loves you guys, especially you, Mr. Fountain. He said that he used to sing all of your old songs, like Our Father, and, I mean, he really loved you guys.
Well, you know, James was a nice guy. We met him way back in the day, and we never had to run across him. Once in a while, we had a big concert, we'd run across him, and he'd come in the dressing room, he'd holler at us, and we'd all have a laugh, big laugh, tell a joke or two, and we was all, he was a nice guy. We loved him.
Did you have a chance to catch up with Mr. Brown during the 47th Annual Grammy Awards?
No, I didn't. I didn't kid him because we were.
You were busy doing your own thing.
Yeah, I was doing my own thing. You're right.
Yeah. That was a great performance, by the way. I enjoyed watching you on the Grammy Awards. That was tremendous.
Thank you.
Now listen, who am I going to interview when you pass on?
Don't ask me because I don't know.
Well, there's lots of people that have said many, many nice things about you. And folks, if you don't know the history of Clarence Fountain and the Blind Boys of Alabama, well, Clarence was blind since he was about 2 years old. And,
right.
And if I understand things right, it all kind of started when this woman trying to help your eyes put the wrong ointment in your eye.
That's what she did. You know, back in those days, you had midwives, so you didn't have no sense of what, when you were 1 and 2 years old, you didn't have no sense of they try to heal you. Best they knew how. They didn't know nothing, so nothing, they need nothing.
You know, I don't want to interrupt Clarence Fountain, but I am going to interrupt Clarence Fountain. That was a little snippet of our interview, or my interview with Clarence Fountain from back in 2007. We had him on our James Brown tribute show. Of course, Mr. Brown had passed away that week, and I'd done an interview with James Brown, I guess, the year before. And it was apparently one of the longest, if not the longest, interview he's ever given. It was such a great, it was so interesting. You know, as soon as James Brown found out that I used to be a pastor, he was like, he just lightened up. Most people, when they find out I used to be a pastor, you know, buy another drink for both of us. You're like, what? There's no way he used to be a pastor. Anyway, it was quite a great conversation. And of course, we were doing a tribute to James Brown's passing, and now we're doing a tribute to Clarence Fountain's passing. Clarence Fountain, one of the founding members of the Blind Boys of Alabama, and on the line with us is the gentleman we were just talking. I was just talking about with Clarence Fountain, Ricky McKinney, and Ricky is a drummer and member of the Blind Boys of Alabama. Ricky, man, how long has it been since you have been on the show? It's been too long, man.
Oh man, I tell you, it's been too long. Glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Where are you right now? You're still traveling and doing gigs. What's your gig tonight?
Well, I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. We sing with an orchestra tonight.
Okay. Ooh, an orchestra. Do you have to sing all? Do you have to put a bow tie on and sing all fancy and stuff?
Put the bow tie on and the tuxedo jacket and the whole nine yards.
That's good. That's good. Well, listen, how did you find out about the passing of Clarence Fountain? Did you get a phone call or something?
Yeah, what happened was I know his niece, and she called me up. I heard about it about an hour after he passed away. So his niece, Barbara Jean Johnson, called me and told me that he was gone. But, yeah, it was something.
Well, he'd been struggling with diabetes for a long, long time. Even when I did that interview, that was back in 2007, he was still struggling with dialysis and diabetes and the whole thing. So I'm assuming he wasn't doing that well the last year or so. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, his health has been going up and down. He had a bout with pneumonia several times. And so, you know, he's 88 years old, but God has been good. And about 3 weeks ago, he had opportunity to sing with the Blind Boys of Alabama. We were in Baton Rouge.
Wow.
And he sung the Blind Boys.
That's so cool. That's great. That's that's actually quite a gift, isn't it? Quite a blessing.
It was.
Yeah. Well, would you consider him, like, when he was part of the group, was he the boss?
He'd been the boss ever since 1944. Yeah, he's the man with the Blind Boys. He has been an innovator. Everything that the Blind Boys did up until the year 2000 when we hired Charles Duby to be our general manager, Clarence was the one that put it all into works.
Man. Now, how is Jimmy Carter doing? Because you said Clarence Fountain was 88. Is that right?
That's right.
How old is Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter is 85.
85. And he's still singing with you guys, right?
He's still singing with the Blind Boys. He's doing well. He has some high shoes to step in, being the one of the lead singers for the Blind Boys and doing a narrating. But he's done a wonderful job. He's done a magnificent job.
You know, everyone knows, if you've ever seen the Blind Boys of Alabama perform live, Jimmy Carter is Mr. Sustain. He is the guy that holds the note in that high-pitchy, screamy, beautiful, melodic, you know, grab-your-soul kind of... I don't even know if I did that right, but... No, I didn't do it right, Tim? Not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Anyway, he's a showstopper is what I'm saying.
Oh, he's amazing.
But speaking of showstoppers... On the line with Ricky McKinney. Ricky, I've said this about four times during today's show. Dude, how the heck does someone who's blind drum? That's ridiculous.
Well, I tell you, when you've been doing it for as long as I have, I started out playing when I was about 12 years old. It comes to be natural. So there's more people to come and see.
12 years old. Really? 12 years old? I want to let everyone know that these guys got a gig coming up in Stratford, Ontario. Stratford, Ontario at the Summer Music Fest on July 30th. Monday, July 30th. That's the long weekend, I believe. Or is it the weekend before? Anyway, Monday, July 30th at Stratford or in Stratford, Ontario. That's your big Canada gig. By the way, listen, if I come to that, can I finally say hello to you again? Because it's been too long, man.
Well, you know, I thought you'd put me up on the shelf. I'm glad you busted my number off and called me again. But anytime, it's always good to hear from you, Drew, I tell you.
All right, what has been happening? Who are you touring with? You're touring with someone right now. I've forgotten his name.
Right, we're touring with Paul Thorne, and it's going to be good. If you like the Blind Boys, Paul Thorne, he's one of the Blind Ambition artists, but... It's a good tour. You sing some good songs, and you're going to have a good time if you come out.
Well, okay, so of all the people that you have toured with, Ricky, who was the person that gave you a bit of a thrill? You know, oh, I can't believe we're touring with this person. Who was it?
Everybody. The thing you do about me is that I can appreciate everybody. Everybody brings something to the table, and to be a gospel group, it's amazing how we've been able to sustain this long and sing with so many people. So anytime we sing with somebody new, it's amazing, and we love it. So I love everybody, every one of the people. We've been all over the world doing this. I mean, Peter Gabriel, Tom Petty, just so many, Mark Cohn, just so many people.
Yeah.
Ben Hopper. But, people are people, and we enjoy just working and the people coming out. You know what I enjoy the most, too? I enjoy when people still come out to hear the Blind Boys. That makes my day.
Well, listen, I've said this to you before. When James Brown and I were talking back in 2006, I think, he said, I hope that people come to my concert and I hope it's like church. In other words, I hope people come in, maybe they got some burdens on them, and when they leave, some of those burdens are lifted. And you guys have always said the same thing, and I've never seen, it was always kind of weird for me, going to a Blind Boys of Alabama concert, and you guys are singing about the Lord, you're singing about Jesus, you're singing about God, right? You got the whole church thing going down, and people are out there, and they are just hammered. They're drinking, they're partying, whatever, and then you guys come on, and they love it, and they just rip along with you, but then you have these solemn moments as well, and I've talked to a lot of people who left the concert, and you can hear it in them. They were just moved by what you guys are doing. Blind Boys of Alabama. Tim, did you ever come to a concert with me?
Well, I've had two great experiences. One was a Peter Gabriel concert.
Right.
And the same thing, like you could smell the sacred herb, but it was church. It was
you
awesome.
You could smell the sacred herb.
But they just rocked the place. And my other favorite moment, I went down to a Blues Fest or Jazz Fest down in Toronto with the old C&E.
Yeah.
And I made my two kids. You know, one was like five, one was two maybe, and you know how they wriggly they are. But as soon as these guys got on, they were like, ooh, what is that? And they just spent the whole time just glued to the show. They were
cool.
Like, you know, 5 and 3 years old. It was amazing.
Well, that's like you and I, 5 and 3
yes.
years old. No wonder we like the Blind Boys of Alabama. All right, so listen. Stratford, July 30th, Blind Boys of Alabama at the Stratford Summer Music Fest or whatever it's called. You might even get to see Justin Bieber
Ooh.
In the crowd because that's his hometown, don't you know?
He's got a new museum, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah, yeah. Okay, Ricky McKinney, I'm going to ask you about artists that you listen to and that you absolutely love. And I know, Ricky, you are the most politically correct cat in the world. You won't say nothing bad about anybody, and you're careful to spread the love amongst everyone. So who influenced you the most when you were growing up musically?
Well, you know, I like soul music. I had a band. A lot of people, Sam Cooke, Johnny Taylor, Otis Redding, a lot of people, the Rolling Stones, Buddy Miles. There's so many people that kind of touch my music. Like, I'm the kind of person that you don't have to have a big name. I just like what I like. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's all about. But those are some of the people who have to make it happen. Then to be able to play with some of the people that we have that I've heard
yeah.
throughout the years. That makes it all worthwhile. Too. Oh,
so good. So good. Well, listen, I wish you the best. You can go to the website, of course, Blind Boys of Alabama, blindboys.com. That's the website, blindboys.com. You can find out where they're playing. They're playing all over the states. They got a gig July 30th up here in Stratford, Ontario. Probably one of the all-time best shows I've ever seen, and I've been to a lot of shows. Love these guys. Ricky, I'm going to hunt you down when you come up to Stratford, okay, man?
I tell you what, if you don't hunt me down, I'm going to put somebody out looking for you because you've been saved a long time. So let me tell you the people this. Now, if you're feeling bad, you come to the Blind Boys concert, you're going to be feeling glad. But the most of all, I want to let you know that you're important and don't miss it when the boys are back in town.
There it is. See? He's a walking machine, man. He's a promotional machine, this guy. All right, listen, Ricky, we're going to say goodbye to you, and we're going to play our listeners a little bit more from my interview with Clarence Fountain from back in 2007 as we paid tribute to the passing of James Brown, and today we're paying tribute to the passing of Clarence Fountain. Ricky, thank you for joining us again, and we'll see you in Stratford on July 30th.
All right, man, and to everybody that's listening, just know that God loves you, and so do we. Take care.
Beautiful. Ricky McKinney from the Drew Marshall Show and the Blind Boys of Alabama. Have a listen to Mr. Clarence Fountain, this interview we did just not too long ago.
About 7 or 8 years old was when you first surrendered your life to the Lord.
That's about the general idea. When I went to school and started from there, and we wanted to sing, and we decided that, hey, here's the thing to do. If we sing, we had to make no brooms and mops and bottom chairs and things. He was detonated. So we decided we were going to sing. So we put a group together and we decided we were going to sing.
Good. Good for you. And those were, I mean, back in the day, that's when you used to sneak out of the school for the blind to perform at the soldier camp.
Hey.
Again, I'm thinking back to our conversation a year or so ago, and one of the things I got out of our talk was faith. And I mean us having faith. The Lord always seems to have faith for us, and he's always, you know, gracious, and he's patient, very patient with us. But we tend to quit on him, don't we?
That's the general idea. You know, if you just have just a little faith, enough, just about the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and get out the way. We can't, it's hard for us to grasp that, but...
Well, we're so impatient, aren't we?
Yep, we sure are.
Especially us young folks. I mean, you must be so frustrated with the young people these days.
Oh, they're what the young people want. They want it now. They don't want it tomorrow. And my theory is, you're not going to get it now. You're going to get it when the Lord gets ready to give it to you.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, we're speaking with Mr. Clarence Fountain, founding member of the Blind Boys of Alabama, been singing soul gospel for over 60 years. You told me that there came a time that you finally got rid of some guys back when you started making a bit of money, and these guys used to steal some money from you.
Yeah, well, you know, you always got to be careful of that. People, money is a funny thing. It does not mind sticking to your hand.
Right.
But eventually, they couldn't get it all, so we eventually caught up with them, and we just let them go.
Well, you know, it's funny that, again, thinking back to that story, James Brown ran into the same kind of thing. I mean, there were a few times he'd get ripped off from those who were supposed to be helping him.
That's the name of the game. That's what they used to prey on us, because, you know, we didn't think people were like that, you know, but when you live, you will learn.
Yeah. Mr. Fountain, when you're performing, I saw you just this past year at Massey Hall in Toronto. And just an unbelievable show. Very, very good show. And caught up with you backstage. Boy, you guys had a lot of food back there. I can't believe how much you guys eat backstage.
I don't eat that much. I'm on a weight-losing thing, so I'm just down to 180. That's where I got to stay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, everybody else eats food.
Yeah, Ricky. Ricky just pulls up a chair to the table and hunkers down, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. But I often wonder, can you hear or sense an audience and whether or not they're with you that night?
Yes, sir, but...
Because most performers have to, they kind of see it. You know, they can feel it, but part of their feeling is they can see whether an audience is kind of with them or not. You know, whether they're clapping or whether they're doing this, that, or the other thing, but...
No, I go by what I hear.
Yeah.
My ears are pretty good, and, you know, and when you...
All right, you know what? We're going to fade out there. If you want to check out any more of that interview I did with Clarence Fountain, the founding member of the Blind Boys of Alabama, just passed away at the age of 88 years old. You can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca, throw in his name, Clarence Fountain, in the search engine, and you can look it up, listen to it yourself. Blindboys.com, they're going to go to Stratford in, what is it, July 30th. So come look for the tall, creepy, bald guy with the Santa Claus beard, and I'll say hello to you. Does that work?